afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. And the tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Well, it certainly does with this show. Dr. Dave and Evil
That's
Steve
right,
behind the mic.
That's right.
Every Saturday morning. One of my favorite free pieces of software, the VLC Media Player. You've seen it. You've heard about it. We've talked about it. It's been a little while since I've talked about it. But they've done a revolutionary thing for them, which is synchronize their development and create VLC mobile. They had actually taken VLC off the Apple apps application, and it'd been absent for a while since the release of iOS 8. Well, they've synchronized the development of their latest version of VLC for desktop, iOS 8, Android, the whole shoot and match. It's all kind of pushed forward to the next version together with a lot of new features, particularly on the mobile side of things, where it automatically detects landscape versus portrait, allows you to resume playback of a video from where you left off. A lot of neat new features to one of my favorite media players. Jean-Baptiste Kempf, who's the president of VLC developer Videoland, said, "Moving VLC to the mobile world was difficult, but the difficulty is done. It's not clear if Videoland intends to continue synchronizing VLC's updates, but they did say that doing so for this release led to an unprecedented level of stability, which is always
good.
An important feature, having things work. Huh? Isn't it amazing how many things we have that don't work well all the time? They work well some of the time. Mm-hmm. They work well, sometimes not even most of the time. But VLC, real good media player. Now, one of my favorites for Windows, if you've got a big library, it's really the strength of this media player. And it's more than just a media player. It's really a library management program, too. And that's where its strength lies. You can have just terabytes of media. Is MediaMonkey.
Mm-hmm.
Inexpensive. If you buy the gold version of MediaMonkey, you get a lifetime license. And you can download the free trial, and it works great. A little bit crippled, doesn't have all the features. But the thing about MediaMonkey is it's very adept at handling great big media libraries very efficiently, even on a less than powerful machine. But so VLC, big choice of mine. I use it a lot on my Linux machines, of course. And then MediaMonkey, if you've got a big, big library of audio on a Windows machine.
Only problem I found with MediaMonkey.
Yeah?
Occasionally it bites. Other than that, you're fine. Usually right on your arm. They did something about those monkeys, man. They like to bite you right on the arm.
They like to get on your hair.
It's true. It's weird, man.
Oh.
Stupid monkeys.
866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. Bank of America's pulling their Windows Phone app. Now, this does not mean that they're pulling their Android app. It's their Windows Phone app. And I think it relates primarily to the fact that not a whole lot of people are using it. Now, and it's interesting because no word from Bank of America what's going on. No word of why they did it. No word of what their future plans are. They just pulled it. And as soon as we find out something, we'll let you know. If you're a Bank of America app user on a Windows phone, it's going to be going away. In fact, it was pulled last week. I don't know if they're going to stop support for it or not, but it's not downloadable on Google Play right now. 866-821-8255 is the number. 866-821-8255.
You know, today's the last day of February.
Last day, yeah, and
it's
I forgot.
28th.
And I forgot about that.
March 1st is tomorrow.
I forgot about that. You know, we needed to do emissions on the van.
Uh-oh.
Because it's up in February.
Yeah.
And I'd been intending to do it all week long.
See?
And just forgot. And I'm sitting down going through my schedule and with stuff I want to do and thinking about what I'm forgetting and thinking about what I need to get done this weekend and going through all this stuff. And I realize I can't do it Monday or Tuesday because there is no 30 or 31st.
That's right. There never is in February.
Not in February.
Yeah.
And so I'm going, oh, my goodness, today's the 27th. Tomorrow's the 28th, which is the last day of the month. And after that, the van's illegal. So raced down. And you know what was astonishing? Usually at the end of the month, the emission stations are packed.
Yeah, it wasn't?
Raced down.
Because everybody forgot.
Oh, yeah. Everybody like else you. Everybody else is waiting for the 30th or the 31st.
It's true.
I raced down, was like second in line, van passed fine, came home, got online, got the credit card out, ran the registration update, and everything's fine. We'll probably have the tags in the mail before by Monday. But what's interesting is, you know who runs all that? And it's one of the reasons it's so doggone efficient.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the...
It's IBM.
The actual the registration site?
The registration, yeah. The whole process of that is run by IBM. It's incredible. I mean, everything is like this. It's incredible. And it just shows to go, you know, sometimes it really is true. Take stuff out of the government hands. Put it in the hands of corporate.
Right.
They're just run by humans, so they're not perfect either. But, boy, they are so often head and shoulders above governmental alternatives. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Yeah, how could I forget February being 28? I mean, at the most, ever, February's 29. Not paying attention. Not paying attention. You've heard about... Yeah, you've heard about Uber getting hacked. Mm-hmm. Uber got hacked. Who else got hacked? And that's the one I'm talking about. 50,000 accounts getting hacked. Goes back to that thing I was talking about with a client this week. You know, you got to really be careful about being paranoid. There's a lot of bad information out there. What I mean by that is negative information. There's a lot of bad stuff going on that could make you. And I have friends that are very incredibly technically adept folks that are like, you know what? I'm pulling my internet plug. I am pulling
the
plug. Yeah, yeah. It's exactly like that. Going off the grid. I've had enough. You spend so much time trying to deal with it, trying to stay on top of it. You can't get good information. Half the information. You know, it's like the Uber thing happened like 3 months ago. You don't even hear about it. So you don't even know until, you know, if you were one of those got hacked, whatever was going to happen bad has already happened. You know, it's not like the bad guys hack this stuff and then sit on it for years. So it's a very, very challenging situation. What you got to do is just do your best to take a breath, take a step back, protect yourself in reasonable ways that you can, that we like to talk about, and then live your life. Because you could be paralyzed by this stuff. Because the fact is, you look at with the advent of that news, the release of that news about the NSA actually hacking and planting a bug in the firmware chips in a hard drive controller board. Are you kidding me? It's hopeless. We cannot stay on top of this. So we just do the best we can. We keep chugging and let the chips fall where they may. Well, we're not going to be having any chips. We are going to grab a lunch here in a little bit. You can tell that by that funky music in the background. We're flat out of time. Had a great show today. Really enjoyed it. And hope you did too. Maybe you learned a little something. See you next week. In the meantime, have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.